Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. I want to recognize that in many ways Mother's Day is a great day of joy. I also recognize for some it brings sorrow. For I imagine a lot of moms, it's both joy and sorrow. But wherever you find yourself in that this morning, may you be held in God's love. With that, I'm going to invite you to stand, and you might have to travel a little bit this morning. I want you to turn to your neighbor, your neighbors, and say, always remember, love reached for you first.
Always remember, love reached for you first.
Back at you. Such quality in this room. Wow. Well, we are going to continue in 1 John this morning, and that brings us to chapter 5 today, page 864. The words will be on the screen behind me. We're going to hit up the first 12 verses, and so Cliff's going to come up and read for us 1 John 5, 1 through 12.
Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For that there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has his testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
Thank you, Cliff. Let's pray. God, we are thankful for, again, this morning, the gift of gathering together. And as we do that around these words today, help us again to hear the voice, your voice, the voice of love that flows in and through them. And may they bring shape to our lives. Amen. This is from the poet Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. Just maybe, that is what John is after today, inviting us in a word to trust, which is where he begins straight off here. He writes, we read verse 1, 5 and 1, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone who believes, noting that word believes, we've been around this a number of times. It's from the Greek pistuo. It is less intellectual agreement with, and it is more relational vulnerability. As Mary Oliver describes, the soft animal of your body, pistuo, the way of vulnerability, the way of relational vulnerability. In a word, it means to trust, or to rely on, or to lean into. Everyone who believes, not at all meaning having certain thoughts or ideas about Jesus, but trusting the life and love revealed in Jesus. And we can think back to even last week, right? Before you ever got it right, before you ever figured it out, before you ever even had a clue, before you ever reached for God, He had already reached for you. You were already loved. You are loved. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 1,000 miles. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. In other words, John says, you only have to open yourself to the vulnerability of a love both received and given. Again, not as something that is forced, but something that flows. Everyone who believes, right? Trusting that voice of love. And everyone who loves the Father loves the children, ganao in Greek, as well. Ganao, what is to say, loving God naturally flows to loving everyone, anyone born of the Father. What is to say, leaning into the love of God does not push us away from one another, but it draws us, it moves us toward, it pulls us toward one another. Which is, John says, how we know that we love the children of God. How we know that we love one another by loving God and carrying out His commands. In fact, he says, this is love for God, to keep His commands. Point being, when we begin to trust, when we begin to lean into love, into the voice of love, when we realize that before we ever reached out to God, God had already reached out to us, it is then that we become free or open to do life and relationships not as something to compete or control or to conquer, but something to receive, something to participate in, something to share together. We become free, open and free to stop seeing others as obstacles, as rivals, even enemies. We become free and open to stop sort of living that posture of defensiveness, of scarcity, of fear. And poetically speaking, then find our place in the family of things. Which is why John says his commands are not burdensome. Right? Because love changes the weight of things. Right? What once maybe felt heavy has now become life-giving. Forgiveness, generosity, compassion, mercy, right? These are no longer obligations. They become the shape, right, of your life and mine, formed into this love, both received and given. And John says that kind of life overcomes the world. That kind of love overcomes the world. And then again, he says, this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. That's pistis, intimately connected with pistuo. And so again, here we have trust. This is the victory that has overcome the world. That can be translated, it comes by way of trust. Right? Trusting, again, not thoughts or ideas, but trusting God as revealed in the life and love of his Son, Jesus. He says, the one who came by water, but not by water only, water and blood, which is to say the whole of Jesus' life, beginning to end, and it is the Spirit who testifies, so we have birth, death, resurrection, all of it testifying, Spirit, water, and blood. In fact, seven times John repeats martyreo, which means to testify or to bear witness to. And here we read, and this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Not someday in the future, but here and now. Because eternal life is less about duration and is more about participation. Meaning, eternal life doesn't show up when we die. It is here and now. Every time we embrace that before we ever reached out to God, he had already reached out to us. Every time we loosen our grip on fear and scarcity and defensiveness, every time we take hold of forgiveness and generosity and compassion and mercy, every time we trust the voice of love, again, not words or speech, right, but with actions and in truth. Every time, poetically speaking, we lean more fully into our place together in the family of things. All of which, I think, invites us to consider. And so I want to invite us, as we often do, to sit for a bit of stillness together and to reflect and to consider and to ask, where in my life is God inviting me into the vulnerability of trust? What area of my life? Where in my life? To put it another way, what part of me struggles to trust that I am already love? All right, struggles to believe that before I ever reached for God, that God had already reached for me, that I am love. Noting that struggle often comes from or flows from fear. And so maybe where am I still living from fear? Where am I still living from that place of fear? Maybe we could add scarcity or defensiveness. And what often happens from that place is we begin to hold on tightly. And so what would it look like to loosen my grip and trust the voice of love today? Another way to lean into that, where is God inviting me to participate more fully in the life and love of Jesus? And again, offering forgiveness, generosity, compassion, mercy. Where is God inviting me to live? Forgiveness, generosity, compassion, mercy. Right in the ordinary, everyday moments, on the special occasions like Mother's Day. And then to close, poetically speaking, and we have a few moments, What would it look like to lean more fully into my place in the family of things? This is, John says, eternal life, and this life is in his Son, announcing your place in the family of things.